Guess what? The government still aren't collecting the money from those who stayed in MIQ and failed to cough up for the bill in the first place. So they've hired debt collectors back in May when $7 million was considered overdue. At the start of this month, there was $38 million in unpaid fees, eight of which is now considered to be overdue. And from these new figures supplied to us from the National Party, they show that only about 100 invoices have gone out so far. So debt collectors are currently chasing $330,000 and only a third of that has been paid back or is in dispute. In other words, we have a debt collector since May and we've only got about $100,000 back. National MP Chris Bishop is with us on this. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Given their attitude, this is the government, to other people's money and debt generally, do you think they care?
Well, you'd have to look at the numbers and say no. I mean, there is money owed to the government from August, September, October last year when people stayed on MIQ, and they haven't bothered to chase it until May, and they've not even bothered to send out, basically a handful of invoices, and we've collected $50,000 so far. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And we've got $8 million outstanding owed to the taxpayer, and we've only got around to using debt collectors now. And of course, we don't even make it easy for people to pay. I mean, it's ridiculous that when you go into MIQ, you don't take people's credit cards, and it takes 43 days for people to be invoiced alone, you know. So you wait basically a month and a half before someone bothers to send you an email saying, can you please pay?
And isn't that the crux of the problem? If they'd done it simply like every other hotel in the world, like you give it the credit card when you check in, that would have solved all problems. We wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation.
Absolutely. I mean, I get contacted by people on a weekly basis who've been through MIQ, who tell me all these stories about, you know, they turn up there off the flights and try and hand over their credit card. No one's interested, you know, and they're literally staying in hotels. So it's not like a new radical concept. They're literally staying in hotels and they want to hand over their credit card and treat it like any other proper business.
Yeah.
And of course, the government has a completely different attitude.
Here's the other problem, though. Once you get the debt collectors involved, that's then a cost. So whatever you're looking to get back gets eaten away at it. So you don't get as much back anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got to go after some of it, but the reality is we're going to have to write some of it off, and that's just the reality. So the poor, long-suffering taxpayer is going to be on the hook for, I would say, probably many millions in the end.
Michael Barnett, I don't know if you've read it this morning in the Herald, but he's appealing for the government to change MIQ in general and to have some managed isolation slots for workers looking to return to the country. What he's arguing is business is screaming out at the moment that they've got to get overseas and they've got to be able to come back to the country and they've got to be able to get a slot. Is there anything obvious we can do about this that they haven't thought of or we haven't thought of?
We're doing a bit of policy work on that at the moment, and we might have some more to say on that soon. But I agree with Michael Barnett. I mean, there's so many industries that are just screaming out for skilled labour, and we do need to do more. The government's got a 10% quota for skilled workers, but I think the biggest thing we could do would be to actually use the spaces. I mean, people out there listening will be surprised to know that for the last 6 months, on any given day or week, hundreds or in some cases, thousands of rooms per week are just not used.
Yeah.
If you go to the MIQ website, you can see the actual number of rooms used versus the capacity. Thousands of rooms are not being used. And again, I get contacted by these split migrants, these families these people who are in New Zealand already, who have been split apart from their family members still overseas, in some cases for over 500 days. But they have been crying out and saying, we want to bring our families in. Why don't you use the rooms? And so far, there's been no real answer from the government.
What do you reckon it is? Is it an ineptitude, or do you think it's deliberate?
I think it's a bit of a combination of both. I think it started as an ineptitude, but now it is actually just callousness. But it's just really cruel, Mike. Mm. I mean, you've got people coming in now. We're crying out for teachers and for engineers and construction workers, and you can get an exemption to come into New Zealand if you're of those industries, and you can bring your family. But if you're already here and you came before COVID on the basis you could bring your family later, you cannot bring your family. And Chris Farfoy is fully aware of the problem. He is fully aware of it, and so is Jacinda Ardern, by the way, and they have just done nothing to solve it. So I think it started as an attitude, and it's ended up with just cruelty and callousness. It's certainly not kindness.
That is the truth. Nice to talk to you, Chris Bishop, out of the National Party this morning. It is